Even brutal.
Would, you've been in the game for a long time. Would you do it again?
Oh, hell, I wouldn't even give it a thought. I'd do it. And the most enjoyable part of my life was riding those buses and eating crackers and cheese.
That's one thing that's changed, the transportation.
Oh, in the minor leagues?
Yes.
Yeah, we rode on school buses, you know, where the seats didn't sit even, you sat on the, they were in a, not in a row, they were just along the windows like the old school buses used to be,
mm-hmm.
you know. And once in a while we'd get on a decent bus, though. If we had long trip lines in the Sally League, we had some trips down there, like from Jacksonville, Florida to Columbia, South Carolina. Sleep on the bus and get off the bus and go to the ballpark and play, you know. You can't do that now. Hell, they'd have to ride, they'd have to get a plane, or they'd take 2 or 3 days off. But I'm glad, and you asked the question, would I do it again? In a minute, for the same money.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that replaces it. I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed all the 55 years I've been involved. It's just something that, you know, you like up ahead.
Not many people are fortunate enough to be able to stay with something that long that they love.
No, probably not. But you know, baseball's been good to me. I haven't made the most money in the world, but I've made a living, and I've enjoyed it.
So if you're happy, that's the main thing.
Yes, sir.
Do you have souvenirs and mementos from your career?
Oh, I got a few. You know, I've picked up 4 here recently. I was telling somebody last night, I said, damn, I don't know why I never thought about autographs and stuff like this when I was playing. I'm getting stuff now for my grandson to try to put away. I've got about 30 baseballs here. A bunch of Hall of Famers signed and pictures I got signed and sent them out. I got a bunch of stuff I just sent to Vandermeer. He and I were real close. And I had a couple of pictures that that I wanted him to sign with he and I together. And he and Walters and Derringer together. I got some of that stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's
good. I threw away so damn much of it and a bunch of old baseballs. I've got a few programs, the World Series programs in Detroit and New York and Cincinnati back in those 39, 40 years. And stuff I've just put away and given my grandson. A bunch of World Series bats, you know, the black ones. I've got a L.I. must have had. I had about 60 of those at one time. Got rid of a bunch of them. Now I've got another collection of about 25 of them. My grandson got a few of them. I got some over here.
Is talking to your daughter the other day, Vince is evidently playing pretty well. Is he still a big collector type fan, or is he getting more into the playing?
He's kind of cooled off a little bit, but he's gotten more into trying to play than you know, he himself. He's so crazy about wanting to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have a whole bunch of ability. He's a big kid, and he doesn't run good. And I think he's going to have decent arm strength. He's growing so fast at 12. He wants to catch. He's a Dale Murphy nut, as you know.
Yeah.
He wants to catch, and I think he'd have enough arm strength to catch. He's a left-hand hitter, and right now he's a real bad-looking hitter. He just don't put it together, and he's having a little trouble with it. He works with it all the time, but as I say, he can't run, so he's going to be limited. He's either going to have to be a first baseman or a catcher.
What about a pitcher if he's a big boy with a strong arm?
Well, I don't know. He kind of likes to catch. He's a little bit more, and I've never really pressed him about it, you know. He's such a young age.
No, of course, no. You can't push him anyhow. That's wrong, regardless of what you're talking about.
I'm sure you. It's better just leave him have a rein than their own. You know, let him go.
In my situation here, my son's the same way. Crazy about it, but he's not a hitter. So we finally had to convince him to try pitching, and he's having a little success at that. But if he was,
I've forgotten how old he was, Brent.
He's 17. He's getting to be a big boy.
Oh, I see.
Be a senior in high school next year.
Oh, great. I'd forgotten the areas of the school, and I remember you writing on it, too.
Yeah, he's doing quite well. I'm pleased. I don't think he's going to make the world forget Sandy Koufax or the other left-handers, but he's having fun at it.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, I think I get so damn upset when I go with my granddaughter to watch him play. I said, hell, this game's not for the kids. It's for you people.
Oh, it's off.
You sat here and scream at them and scream at the umpires. I said, these kids, what do you think they're thinking when everybody's hollering at them? And this is a difference, too. You know, when you were a kid or I was a kid, we got 2 or 3 kids together and a baseball and a bat. Hell, we went to the park and played all day.
That's right.
You know, till night.
Yeah.
Your mother knew where you were. You know, you're over there swinging a bat or chasing a line drive someplace.
Didn't have all the fancy equipment. Had an old ball with a cover off and black tape around it.
And everything else.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I enjoyed that.
No organization. Yeah, I coached Little League for a few years. It was unbelievably horrible. I went to Babe Ruth League. I thought it'd get better. It got worse.
I don't believe Brent, they're helping as many kids as they say they are. And I say this because I think too many kids would become soured for the things we're talking about.
Oh, you're right.
You know, everybody puts. First thing you say, did you get a hit or did you win? You know, they say, or did you, instead of saying, hey, did you have a lot of fun today? Which we did, you know. But everybody eliminates that part of it. You want to know if you got a hit or how'd you come out?
People are paying the kids, you know, give them a dollar, their parents give them a dollar if they get a hit. They're supposed to get a hit.
I've been seeing that.
There's no reason to pay them for it. That's what they're out there for.
They're just out there to have a little fun.
Yeah. It's sad. When I first wrote you, I don't know when it was. 4 or 5 years ago, even asked you to autograph a baseball card, and you did it very willingly. Do you? Is this? What do you think of this? The hobby is getting awful big right now.
You know, I think it's ridiculous that people won't sign cards and such that. I get one every day or so. I don't know, I suppose half a dozen or more a week. But you know, I just sent some balls out to be signed, and I got a lot of good friends of mine and on big league ball clubs and managers and coaches and players and so forth that I've been sending stuff to try to get a collection for my son, for my grandson. I got some baseballs back day before yesterday from the Dodgers. Joel from Malpitano and I have been very close for many, many years ever since we signed him originally, you know, a number of years back. And he wrote his note back. I had sent him 3 balls, and I asked him to get Hershiser to sign one. I asked him to get Fernando to sign one for me and get the club to sign one. Well, he got Hershiser on one and Fernando on one, which he sent back. And the other one had just a very few names on it. And Joel wrote a note, and he was very apologetic. He said, I don't know how to explain this to you, but he said, you know, these people, these stars today, they don't want to sign a ball for anybody, even him, to send it to somebody.
Wow.
Now, that kind of answers your question, I think. I mean, in part, anyway. It's ridiculous. And I heard a lot of these people, I'm not a collector, and I hadn't run into this thing, but I've run into a lot of these people that say, you know, they are collectors, and say they'd send stuff to somebody, and they'd say, well, if you send me X amount of dollars, I'll sign it. Otherwise, I won't.
I've read that. Yeah, I send out a few cards occasionally for autographs. I don't get a lot, but I get a few.
The problem here is that they're being persuaded by some of these baseball groups not to do these things, because they're wanting the money to get into some kind of a fund, it looks to me, like BAT and all that stuff, you know, which I belong to.
Yeah, it's worth the cost.
Maybe it has some good in it, but it has a lot of bad, too. Because the only thing that I hear a lot of the ballplayers get upset about, and I can understand this, if a kid sends, you know, a dozen or so cards to be signed, well, you know he's either selling them or trading them.
Sure.
If a person just sends you a photo, I'm sure that a lot of them feel this way. Well, they don't mind signing that. I certainly don't. I've never refused to sign anything in my life, but I still get letters and asking me if I'd sign something that they'd send it.
Well, that's the way I wrote, because I sent a couple of things that I didn't get back. And,
I'd be glad to.
One thing, now I read that, and I don't know who did it, somebody does this, and it would seem to be a simple procedure. They personalize an item, and then they sign it. That, I think, would pretty much eliminate the resale.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
so
I've got a bunch of that stuff. You know that I had. I see what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, like to Joe, and you know, unless you're selling it to somebody named Joe, that's not that good a demand. It would seem like. That's neither here nor there. I don't like the idea of these guys charging for it, and don't like the attitudes that we see. But that's
a lot of them have been doing it anyway.
Oh yeah, and I guess it's probably more. When you're only making $1 million a year, you know, you got to watch every penny.
Amen. All these guys, another little thing I got to pass along to you. I'm one of those people. In fact, I'm one of two people. I was a representative with Buddy Blattner on the Giants when we got this pension started.
Mm-hmm.
You understand my feeling about this. Now, I was left out of all these raises. And as I say, I feel responsible in part, in a small part, of course, of getting the pension off the ground and getting it going.
Sure.
And we were one of the first ones left out. Now I heard the other day, here I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, well, you know, the reason that the ballplayers now give for not wanting to include you people because it would reduce their pensions. Now their pensions, of course, is, what the maximum today is $90,000 a year. and they said that they felt like that they had to have this $90,000 a year, and if they were to start giving away in some to me and some of this guy and that guy, that theirs would be reduced, and it would be detrimental to them because they have such a lifestyle now. They would need that $90,000, you see, in order to get a buy.
Life is tough.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing. A few years ago, back when was it? The strike, 81, whenever it was. You may have heard this. The fellow with the, Gene Garber, pitching for Atlanta then.
Oh, yes, I remember.
He said the ballplayers had to win because if they didn't, when he retired from baseball, he'd have to get a job. And you know, it makes your heart bleed.
Me too. Hell, as I say, I played 17 and I had to work the next 38 and still trying to work. I'm not going to quit now unless they fire me.
Well, I don't know. Retirement would seem to be an awful big waste of time, but I guess we got to face it someday.
I think I'd probably, the first thing that happened to me, I'd probably get divorced, and I've been married just over 50 years. I think divorce would come first, then I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
Or maybe in the other order.
Well, I'm sure she'd probably lose hers first if she had to put up with you at the house. How is she, by the way? Your daughter said the surgery was very successful.
The what?
Your daughter said your wife's surgery was very successful.
She did real well, Brent. She did outstanding. Just
great.
Outstanding.
That can be a heck of a thing.
She's coming up 70, and she just did a hell of a job. She's out. She just took off a minute ago. She wrote me a note and said, see you later. So she and my daughter's out shopping. My wife's dangerous. She's one of those gals that's dangerous. If she's got a buck, or a credit card, or a half a tank of gas, you got a problem.
Now, that's good for the economy. It keeps the money in circulation.
She's good. she's good for the economy, I
think. Yeah, I think a lot of them may be. Well, Gene, thank you. Say hello to Vince for me, okay?
I'll do it. And I'm glad to talk with you.
And I really do appreciate it. I'll write this. Do you want to see a copy of this before I submit it to the magazine?
Well, you don't have to let me see it before. I wouldn't mind seeing a copy of it.
So we'll send you.
Brent.
Well, a couple things. This is probably for Sports Collectors Digest. It's comes out every week. It's mostly for baseball card collectors, but they have other features, articles on past and present players, and interviews occasionally with players, and some historical features.
You might send me a piece of it.
Yeah, we'll send you the magazine itself. That'd probably be 6 to 10 weeks by the time they get it in their schedule.
No problem.
Okay, Gene, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
nice
good
talking to you.
All right, bye-bye.